Mosquito Abatement District Board of Trustees meeting to order February 26th, 2026 at 7 PM. I'm Joe Hansen representing Cornish.
Sierra Bradley Clerk.
Richard Rigby Manager.
David Woodmauer.
Craig Rigby Newton.
Beezer Nibley.
Kim Hatch Trenton.
Ned Simper Lewiston.
Kelly Nelson Wellsville.
Jeff Ricks Unincorporated.
Chris Olson Smithfield.
Dave Gavin from Hyde Park.
Joe Archer North Logan.
Thank you. Welcome. First item on the agenda is to adopt the agenda. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion. Gregory, second.
Okay, we have a motion to adopt the agenda, a second. Is there any discussion or question? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Swearing in of trustees.
Jay is not here. He has a sit-in, so okay. We'll do that next meeting.
Okay.
We got a pitch hitter tonight.
You can swear at me, just don't swear me in.
Okay. Review and approve minutes from January 22nd, 26th meeting.
I move to approve the minutes of January 22nd.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Zion Bank ache?
ACH.
Needs a knee on there.
Not according to bank records, it's ACH. Hmm.
So what do we got going on there?
Dave, do you want to?
You take care of it.
Okay. Okay, so I was looking at paying an invoice through ACH, and the only way we can do that is adding an additional service like Positive Pay. So it'll be, since we already have Positive Pay for our checks to make sure that they're going to the right place, we can add ACH payments to pay our bills through Zions Bank. So I can go in, put in our an invoice. So like right now we have Frontier Precision we have to pay for our yearly GPS system. I have their account number and their routing number. So with this system, I can take those numbers, plug it in, and immediately pay them. So what we're looking at is, because it is additional service, we will get it will be $25 a month. We get 25 accounts that we can pay, which won't be a problem. We don't have that many. So it will be with the $50 for Positive Pay and then the $25, correct, for ACH, it will be about $75 a month for those two programs is what we're looking at. So we just wanted to bring, Dave and I wanted to bring it to the board to see if we're all right to go ahead and do that.
And the purpose for this is so we don't have to write a check?
Yes.
I guess I'm a little bit confused. Why is the bank having to charge us for that process? And I'm speaking from my personal banking with KeyBank, which we have electronic checks. We pay all the time and we get free checks if we need them. We don't have any expense. And I guarantee you my running balance isn't as big as this one. I don't understand why we're having to pay them expense.
I've thought the same thing. Do you, Dave, do you have any?
No, just if that's what we wanted to do. We had to do the first Positive Pay to get ourselves out of the situation we had. And that was a fee on top of that. But we could ask that question, but they come across that's pretty standard.
I don't get nailed for anything at KeyBank, nothing. And like I said, it all depends upon the balance you pretty well maintain. And looking at this thing, you're maintaining a halfway decent balance pretty well through the whole process.
Yeah.
So I know you've probably been with them forever, correct?
As long as I've been here.
Our loan is with them too for the building.
So how many checks is that delayed from?
Literally this way we can pay, I bet we could even pay trustees.
I'm with you.
But I.
We do not, the only check we happen to make is grandkids' birthdays. Otherwise, all of ours is all electronic and there's no charge to it. She pays it right off the laptop. So I guess I'm just disappointed that the bank is going this route with the balance that we're running, especially if you've been with them for a while. And if we have a loan to them also, I'm just a little bit surprised that we're being charged for a service that is actually available for nothing at some of the other banking institutes.
And honestly, they really don't. Exactly. That's exactly where it's going. It doesn't cost them any more for them to, it almost saves them money.
You talk, bring that up to them tomorrow.
Yeah, Dave, we had wanted to make sure we talked to the board first, but we'll definitely come back with those questions. We can't get away from the first one because that we signed that as far as because of the problem we had. We have, as long as we stay with Zions Bank, we're going to have to, I don't know if there's a period of time we have to stay with positive pay on that.
How many checks are you talking about? Well, it can't be that many.
There's not. No. Most of it, because it's a yearly.
Just write a check, or is it? It's not that much, but.
Yeah.
It's almost the principle of the
thing. Well, yeah, that's very true.
If the principle of the whole matter is what it is, I don't understand why we're having to pay for something that's available at no charge at other institutions. You would think that Zions would be one of the first ones, the size they are, to step up and be willing to do this.
Well, and also the size of the accounts that we got there is, I don't know. I
don't know if it's personal versus a business. So they're like, oh, you're a business. Let's take.
I have my business.
Okay, that's fair. That's just what popped in my head. I wonder if it's just that.
I've got a business and I don't pay to do the same thing through America First.
Okay.
So probably worth looking into to see why they're trying to charge.
We meet with them tomorrow morning, so we can definitely.
I think we need to send you back with a question mark. Why?
Yep, that's why it's on here. That's
okay. Manager's report.
The ATVs have been delivered and paid for. The product has been ordered, but I've got enough to start the year out. So I'm getting it coming the first week in June, so I don't have to worry about stuff coming, except part of the reason why I've ordered the product is because Valence Scientific, who is one of the manufacturers, not one of the vendors, but manufacturers, does a early order program that if you buy so many, then you get a free bag, so many. And I bought enough of it. It's called Metalarv, and I was supposed to get three bags. Somebody put three pallets on there, so I'm getting three pallets, but fortunately, I've got to return it. But so that's coming. They're supposed to call me and let me know when it's coming, so I've got to work that out. But other than that, everything is taken care of there. I do have my. One of the things good about having being here with the college up here is they've got a drone pilot, they've got a drone program, and I have gotten good rapport with that program. And one of the professors contacted me and sent me a name for a kid who is pretty good, and so I have hired him as a pilot. And then Utah State has, and most of the colleges do have a program called Handshake, which is kind of like Indeed for the college programs. And so I'm getting some interest off of those. People have sent them, and I sent emails out today to those who have put their names into that Handshake, and I've gotten some back saying they're wanting to be interviewed. So I'll start setting up interviews in probably the next couple of 3 weeks for summer help. If you guys know somebody still, I do know that I need, other than my drone pilot and two foggers, I need two foggers and three larvaciders this year. There's the only ones that are coming back are two of my foggers. Everybody else is.
So what would the hours be on those?
The larviciders are going to be 6 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, Monday through Thursday. And the foggers are from sundown to 30 minutes before sundown until, depends on the time of year. So this, the later in the year, they get home earlier, but in June, you're sometimes 1 o'clock, 1:30. So it's about 20 hours a week, so it's more part-time. Also, on the state bid, I am part of the MSC, which is an online company. They were doing a 50% off for their 85 year. They've been around for 85 years, so they're doing 85 or 50% off on their safety equipment. And so I bought for the next 5 years, because everything's going up, bought 5 nitrile gloves, my larvicider, the ones that we get for the larvicider, which are the mechanics, and the cheapest I can find them for those mechanics gloves is usually around $17-$18. And they're durable enough that the guys can wear them all summer, and by the end of the summer they've been worked over, but they can get them wet and they'll be dry by the end and still protect their. But with this 50% off, I got them for $12 and something cents a pair. So you'll see on the bills there that I spent some of our extra operations money, but I won't have to spend on safety glasses as well. Safety glasses, nitrile gloves, and those gloves. So you'll see a little bit of a some money coming out of the bills, and that's what that is for. But I figured 50% off instead of paying $18 for a pair, and they continue to go up. I figured now is the good time to stock up on that stuff. So other than that, it's winter still.
Have you made any effort to put word out to?
Yes. I talked to Esty, thank you for minding that. I talked to Esty Hunt. She said that she was going to talk to them. I need to do a follow-up. I did that next couple of days, so I'll follow up with Esty on that. And we're hoping to get that out about next couple of weeks is okay. What she's planning. So thank you.
And is that going to be a public service?
Yeah, so we'll get it. She was going to talk to her leads and get, and then put it on the Bear River Health Department page, we'll get it out on the radios. And if we can get it out if we can get something published to go out on the TV or something too, we'll do that. But she's got a lot more ability to get that decimated out a little bit than I do. And so that's who we're going with. So.
Okay. Was that it?
Mm-hmm. Clerk report.
I always sound like a broken record, but do your trainings, especially since it's the beginning of the year. And then we still have a few of the trustee checks that need to be deposited. So if you haven't done that, deposit your checks. That's all I got.
Okay, review and approve bills.
All right, this is just from your handout, so you should be able to read it. So The unclear checks are all just trustee, the trustees that haven't deposited yet, and then the new printed is my mileage. So we just got, like he said, the capital projects, which is all the safety equipment, operation sites, mileage, the miscellaneous is from Richard signed up for the career fair to go up at Utah State and promote that we need hires up. So he actually went up to campus and was able to say, hey, we need some more workers.
I didn't want to get a sub, but I had two of my guys go up.
Yeah. So, and then we paid for the two brand new ATVs for this year. So, and got those paid for, and they're at the shop ready for this year. So that is what bills we have.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to pay the bills?
Ned Semper, I motion that we pay the bills.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any question or discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Is there anything we need on the agenda for next month?
We'll bring up what we will ask him about, we'll ask Zion's about the payment and that. So we'll bring that up next time.
All right. Okay, thank you. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn.
I agree with you, I'll second it.
Okay, motion second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. We are adjourned.